You know, like that genre. They're lying to you, that's all. They're lying. Entertainers, they are lying and they are manipulating you, and it's not in the good way. It's like advertising. You deserve better. I'm not saying I'm it, but I'm the guy that says you deserve better. You go get better. You say, thank you, weird man. Bye. Anyone watch us celebrity lip syncing on The Tonight Show? You know? It's the end of culture. Culture's over, everybody. We lost. This is entertainment. How is this entertainment? People we've seen too much of, mouthing along to songs we've heard too much of. And this is the bread and butter of American television. And it's always one of two things on celebrity lip syncing. It's either a male celebrity lip syncing to a woman's song, but he's not. Or it's a rich, young, white actress ironically lip syncing to a hip hop song. Oh, fuck the police coming straight from the underground. Can you believe this song was once an honest articulation of class struggle? Fuck these people. How dare they think that them fucking around is worthy of your attention? Them playing Pictionary, your attention's a valuable thing. I worked for 3 years to get it for an hour, and I barely get there. See? I saw a gorgeous dick. I was in the public restroom. Some guys might be like me, I cannot use a urinal when there's a guy beside me. I freeze up, so I have to use the stalls. In this case, all the stalls were taken. I had to use a urinal. There was a guy beside me. I took a little look. You're not picturing this. All right. I'm not talking into his dick now. I didn't rip off his dick, and I'm now not talking into a severed dick. The show is a series of discrete bits. That one's over. God, you don't get that.